Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 1. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. Each episode will cover one specific topic relevant to guitar teachers and provide you with useful information you can take action on. In this episode, I'm going to explain how to approach marketing a guitar teaching business. This is a topic that's often overlooked as people want to jump right into the specifics on a marketing method or strategy. If you're a new guitar teacher, you can use this information to start promoting your business and get your first students. On the other hand, if you've already been teaching for a while, you can still use this information, but you can use it to review your marketing methods you're currently using and find ways to improve them. I'll be sharing with you the most common problems I see guitar teachers make with their marketing and how you can avoid the same problems. With the information in this episode, you will have a much better chance of using your marketing effectively to attract new students and grow your business. By the end of this episode, you will have a clear idea on what common problems to avoid and why they should be avoided. You will also have clear steps to take to get started on your marketing. At the end of the episode, I'll share links to some downloadable resources to help you out. Let's get started. Let's start by looking at common problems other guitar teachers experience with their marketing. We've worked with enough guitar teachers to notice common problems that appear again and again with how people approach marketing. These problems appear with almost every guitar teacher we've spent some time with, so it's important that you take the time to understand them. If you can avoid these problems, you're going to save yourself a lot of time, frustration, and money. The first problem has to do with the number of different marketing methods available today. There's so many different ways you can promote your guitar teaching business that it's hard to figure out what's best for you. A common mistake people make is to jump from one method to the next, hoping that they'll land on a winner. As an all too common example, imagine a teacher wanting to get started and attract his first students. He might start by placing an ad in his local newspaper. Then he'll walk around town and hand out 1,000 flyers. Then he'll create a Facebook page, then a Twitter account, and a Google Plus page, and then he'll start getting business cards printed, set up a website, place ads on Craigslist, then start looking at paid advertising such as Google AdWords, Facebook ads, and on and on and on. The biggest problem with this approach is that it's spreading the teacher's effort too thinly across so many methods. The person won't learn anything about each individual method, and the end result of all of this work will be a lot of empty social media pages and not many new students. Just because the person has created 10 different ways for students to find him doesn't mean any of them will work. The reality is that each method needs time and effort to get right. You can't just create a Facebook page and expect students to come flying in. First, you need to figure out how to use the page effectively, then you can start expecting results. Setting up 10 different marketing methods sets the wrong expectations and will lead to disappointment. The key point to remember to succeeding with any marketing method is that you need to fully understand how it works to be able to use it properly. To really understand a method, you need to focus on it. That's something you just can't do when you have 10 to 20 different strategies running at once. With so many things going on, you won't have the time to focus on each one and figure out what's working and what isn't. So as a starting point, here's some basic steps to get you started with your marketing. First, choose a method that you feel comfortable with. This is something I'm going to explain in detail later on. Second, research that method to find out what's important to make it work well. Live and Teach Guitar members can check out the BMK series for specific information on individual methods. Third, start using that method and focus on it. That way you can keep track of how well it's going and you can easily see what's working and what isn't. It's really hard to keep track of 10 different methods, so start by focusing on one. Fourth, figure out how to make improvements. And fifth, don't start another method until you fully understand the first method and can get some decent results out of it. That's a clear sign that you understand it. More detail on these 5 steps will be covered later. The next major problem we see is when people follow bad advice from other teachers. This normally happens when a teacher jumps on a forum or a social media page asking for advice on what marketing method to use. A typical response is always, "Don't bother with X, Y, or Z because they don't work. Instead, try A, B, and C." Then another person will jump in and say, "You should use D, E, and F because they work great for me." The teacher now thinks, "Great, I've got 6 proven methods to start with." The big problem with this, of course, is that any method can work if you use it properly, and the same methods won't work if you don't use them properly. In other words, it's not the method that's important, it's how you use it. hearing another teacher say something like, "Don't bother with Facebook because I've never had a student come from there," only means that that teacher doesn't know how to use Facebook effectively. It doesn't necessarily mean that Facebook won't work for you in bringing you new students, because a lot of teachers do use it successfully. Keep this in mind anytime anybody recommends or discourages the use of any specific method. The way to avoid this problem is quite simple. Don't ask for advice on which method you should use, and don't listen to recommendations. That may sound a bit odd, but the reason why I'm suggesting it is that you want to figure out what works on your own. Figuring things out on your own will help you learn more about marketing in general, and you won't be thrown off course by other people's misunderstandings. That's a key point to remember. While I recommend that you don't listen to specific advice from other guitar teachers, remember that other people usually have good intentions when offering advice, so thank them anytime somebody suggests something to you, but make a commitment to learn on your own. The exception to this is if you're talking to somebody with extensive marketing experience, like somebody who has worked specifically in a marketing role for a long time. By all means, learn as much as you can from that person. Just avoid listening to advice from people who don't properly understand marketing. Of course, it's hard to know at first who actually knows what they're talking about, so that's why I'm suggesting you avoid all advice until you build up your own understanding. The next problem I'll quickly mention is people paying a lot of money for advertising. While paid advertising can be very effective, I recommend you avoid it when starting out. Start by learning the basics of marketing using free methods. Once you develop your marketing skills, then you'll be able to properly assess the quality of any paid advertising. I'll cover more of this later. The final problem I want to talk about is how people rate the effectiveness of a marketing method. Quite often when I'm coaching a teacher, I'll suggest the method, then they'll reply, "Yeah, I've tried it, it doesn't work." People tend to lump marketing methods into one of two categories, ones that work and ones that don't. As explained earlier, this isn't the way it works. Don't be quick to dismiss a method and remember that it's possible to succeed using any method. The hard part is figuring out how to do it. Of course, some methods are easier to get results with than others, but there isn't a hard line between methods that work and methods that don't. To use a guitar analogy, there's a lot of different picking techniques, such as economy, alternate, and sweep picking. If somebody said to you that economy picking doesn't work and that you should use alternate picking instead, you would give them a strange look. How can it not work? That doesn't make sense. It's the same with marketing methods. When somebody says that method X doesn't work, what they really mean is, "I can't figure out how to use method X properly." Let's go through an example to really understand this. A first-time guitar teacher wants to attract his first students, so he designs and prints off 500 flyers to post in his local area. He sends them all out, then waits by the phone for the next couple of weeks. No calls. So frustrated that nobody responded, he decides that flyers don't work. Then he moves on to something else. There's a few obvious problems with this, but the main problem is that he doesn't understand how to use the method properly. Instead of taking the time to really understand the method, he's simply blaming the method for his failure and saying it doesn't work. With flyers specifically, there are three main things to consider. First is the number of flyers sent out, second, the design and message of the flyer, and third, how often the flyers are sent out. So sending out 500 flyers is a great start, but the problem is only one lot was sent out. That means that each person would have only seen the flyer once at most, and a lot of people would have thrown it out without looking at it. What if he sent out another 500 flyers 2 weeks after the first lot? What if he sent them out 4 or 5 times over the next 2 months? With that type of repetition, it will attract far more interest, even if it's targeting the same people. What about the design? Was it clear and persuasive? Did it look professional? Was the phone number correct? It could just be that people couldn't call because the number was wrong. If the first design didn't grab attention, he could have tried something different, or even offered a free trial lesson on the flyer. The point is that with any method, there's a lot of variables to play around with. Even something as simple as a flyer needs a lot of testing to figure out what works and what doesn't. It's a mistake to try it once and expect great results. The reason I'm suggesting to start with one method and to focus on it 100% is because it will allow you to test all the variables and increase your chances of finding what actually works. Seeing poor results from a marketing method doesn't automatically mean that the method doesn't work. Think of it like a combination lock. You can't spin it a couple times, then complain that the lock is broken because it won't open. Even worse would be to then move on to a different lock and try spinning that a few times. Obviously, you need to figure out the combination first on the first lock. It's the same with using a marketing method properly. Putting together a flyer or social media page is like spinning the lock. You might get part of it right, but don't expect it to be completely right in the first attempt. It's only when you keep working on it and trying new things that you begin to understand how it works and can figure out the best approach. In the flyer example, it may have been that the only change needed to start getting phone calls was to put a picture of the guitar on the flyer. It could have been something as simple as that. Unless you keep working on it and testing different variables, you won't find out. So now let's put all this information together so you can get started and choose a marketing method that's right for you. Well, you can basically choose any method and get it to work. As a starting point, I'm going to suggest two conditions. First, choose a method that's free. The reason you should start with a free method is that you don't want to be wasting money while you're learning. You're likely to be making a lot of mistakes in the beginning, so you don't really want to be paying for those mistakes. You can achieve great results with free methods, so stick to those methods first. Second, choose a method that you feel comfortable with. Choosing a method that you feel comfortable with ensures that you're putting your skills to proper use. For example, if you don't know anything about social media, then don't pick social media to start with. Choose something that sounds easy based on your current knowledge. On the downloadable PDF for this episode, I've listed a range of marketing methods suitable to choose from. I've also included suggestions on why you may choose one method over another. I recommend you read through the entire list first and then choose one. Once you've chosen a method, make a commitment to use it and resist the temptation to try other methods. Focus 100% of your effort on one method. The purpose here is to develop a skill, your marketing abilities. The longer you spend on one method, the stronger your understanding of that method will be. In the future, you can always add more methods to your overall strategy, but when you're starting out, you should commit to only one. Let's look at one more example of all this information in practice. This time, let's say there's a teacher named Sarah who has been teaching for a number of years and already built up a small student base. She wants to attract some more students. Over the last few years, she's tried almost every marketing method thinkable with inconsistent results. She's got a Twitter account with a couple hundred followers, but hasn't sent out a tweet in the last 2 years. She has a Facebook page with a few likes, but again, she hasn't really used it. She's been paying for ads in her local newspaper, but hasn't received any calls recently. Now we know why this is a very common scenario. Over the years, Sarah would have heard about how other people are having success with a certain method, so she would try it out too. After trying to use it for a while and getting frustrated, she would then move on to something else or ask other people what she should try next. Like everybody else, Sarah is busy with other things in her life, so it's understandable that she can't continue to put her effort into every method. The end result of this is that she has a lot of methods running, but she doesn't understand any of them in detail. Now that we know the cause of the problem, let's look at how to fix it. The first step is for Sarah to stop everything that isn't already working. If nothing's working, then stop everything. There's no point doing a poor job at 15 different things when you could be doing a great job at one thing. Sarah can then choose one method that fits with her current skills and goals. Seeing as she already has some students and wants to continue to grow her student base, she decides that focusing on her Facebook page will be the most relevant option. This is because she can ask her current students to like the page and share it with others, so it's an easy starting point. Now that Sarah has chosen the method, she needs to spend some time researching it and learn how to use it effectively. She starts by looking up Facebook pages for other teachers and notes down how they use it. Our guides BMK 06 and 07 detail specific strategies to using Facebook, so Sarah starts by working on one of the strategies we suggest. She makes a commitment to update her page regularly and to continue to work on it for at least a year. Consistency is important with social media, so she plans ahead on how she will use her page. Good results aren't going to happen straight away, as Sarah first needs to learn what works and what doesn't. But with her continued focus on one method instead of many, she has a much higher chance of it actually working. This time she needs to resist the temptation to shift focus to other methods, or she's going to end up with the same results. Later on, when Sarah starts to achieve good results with her Facebook page, then she can start looking at adding a second method to her marketing. She can then repeat the process with the second method. This is a far more effective and logical approach compared to what she did before. Instead of trying everything and seeing what sticks, Sarah's developing her marketing skills and figuring out at the same time how to get each method working. The key message with this example is that regardless of your current situation, you can improve your marketing results. You get better results not by using different methods, but by figuring out how to use a method effectively. By focusing on one area, you will figure out how to get it to work or improve it. Then you can focus on another area and build up your marketing gradually. This is very different to the typical approach many guitar teachers make. Here's a couple key points to remember. First, to be able to succeed with any marketing method, you must first understand it. And second, you shouldn't be able to run 10 or 20 different marketing strategies at once. If you are, it's a sign that you're not using them effectively. The good news is that you don't need to have 10 or 20 different methods running at once. If you follow the advice in this guide, you'll be able to achieve better results using 2 or 3 methods at the most. The last thing I want to discuss is your mindset when it comes to marketing. This is the most important point out of everything I've already discussed, because if you get your mindset wrong, your marketing won't work. It's as simple as that. All of the problems already mentioned in this episode are actually due to having the wrong mindset. To get the right mindset, you need to commit yourself to your marketing plan. This isn't something that you do today and forget about tomorrow. It's something that needs ongoing thought. How many times have you seen a social media page, for example, start out with interesting posts and interaction, then gradually fade away over time as the posts become less frequent? That's a clear sign of lack of commitment and the wrong mindset. If you approach a marketing method with the mindset of, I'll give it a go and see what happens, don't expect it to give you good results. You're basically setting yourself up to fail. On the other hand, if you commit yourself to focusing 100% on one method and determine to get it to work, you're far more likely to achieve the results you're looking for. That's because you'll be more likely to stick it out while you're learning, and you won't be discouraged when you don't get immediate results. Marketing takes time to work, and you need commitment to get the results you're after. So the bottom line is that if you want to achieve great results, you need to commit yourself to your goal now. Pick a method and stick to it. Don't give up after a week or after a month, and don't start asking people for alternatives. If you start looking for alternatives now, you're going to turn your marketing into the search for the Holy Grail. You'll always be searching for the next method instead of working on your existing methods. So stick to one method and it will work for you if you keep working on it. It's just like learning guitar. It takes time, commitment, and focus. Okay, I hope this episode has helped clear your mind on what you need to do to get started with marketing and to put you in the right mindset. I've put together a summary of this episode with extra tips and advice you can download at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-1. The page also contains extra links and resources for Live and Teach Guitar members. If you have any questions on this topic, there's a contact form on that page you can fill out and I'll personally respond to everybody. If you're a Live and Teach Guitar member, I can work with you to put together a specific marketing plan for your goals. I welcome all feedback on this episode, and if you would like a future episode to cover a certain topic, you can suggest it using the contact form. My name is Aaron, and thank you for listening to the first episode of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. There'll be a new episode every month, so make sure you subscribe to get updates, and I'll talk to you next time.